Warning, the following podcast does not necessarily reflect the views of AboveTopSecret.com LLP or the staff or membership of AboveTopSecret.com, except for one, and that's Magic. James Magic. Hey friends, this is your buddy Magic, M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BlowTopSecret.com member podcast network. In the continuing series, Magic's Moderator Monologues. And today's edition is Political Bickering. And of course, this is the Ramblecast format. So I'm going to share just some of my many opinions on this and my points of view on this whole business as a moderator. What, you know, how I think this affects the board and what members should bear in mind. And really, yeah, it's kind of funny, too. I love it. You know, a skeptic will put something out. You know, I'm looking at the post now, you know, the new policies for political bickering on ATS. And, you know, it's very straightforward stuff. Really. And then inevitably, you just know, you know, when he makes an announcement like this, the questions will come. And he'll say something like, you know, we want to put an end to political bickering, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we're going to move this over to PDS. And invariably, questions will be like, so does that mean I can't have an opinion on politics? No. So does that mean if I, you know, if I post, if I use the word Bush in a post, I'm going to get banished to PTS? No. And then so it goes, you know, and you see this through the thread. And of course, you'll invariably see someone hop up on the soapbox and say, oh, this is an outrage, my freedom of speech. Actually, we're doing pretty good on this one. I haven't seen a lot of, oh, my freedom of speech is being violated, you know. I'm kind of surprised about that. Just the usual, you know, kind of questions and confusions and assumptions, of course, that we're just out to beat up on the membership. Yeah, that's why we're here. Yeah, okay, sure, you know, we're just out to get people at the... I'm sorry. I understand, you know, on a conspiracy site, I understand why there's naturally going to be a distrust of authority, but... That's the thing. If you really look at the way we do our stuff, I mean, you know, authority. Yeah. Okay. I'm a moderator. Like, wow. You know, so what does that mean? I got a few extra buttons, you know, what that means is if I ask, you know, any member can ask any other member to stay on topic. You know, this is not some special power moderators have. Any member can send other members you to use and try and work things out. This is also not something unique to moderators. And yet that's what I do most of the time. You know, I really don't hit the Skittles that often, you know, so just, you know, I have to laugh whenever I see this whole notion of, like, you know, we're some kind of, you know, jackbooted, you know, black shirt brigade of moderators storming around, abusing the members. No, you know, although I guess for some members, it makes it more of a thrill for them if they think of us that way. And hey, if they want to, fine, as long as they're just, you know, playing by the rules and being nice to other members, it's all good. But let's get on with this whole political bickering thing. What is this all about? I think there's a lot of misconceptions just looking through the thread here. I think a lot of people think that maybe ATS is trying to discourage people from expressing their political opinions. And that's absolutely not true. The ownership of ATS has gone to the trouble of making an entirely separate political discussion board just so ATS members can talk about politics till the cows come home. I wouldn't look at that as discouraging members from talking about politics. What they want to do, though, is make sure that the main discussion board, you know, the conspiracy board, is actually used to discuss things like, oh, I don't know, conspiracies. I don't think that's too much for them to ask. So that's really what's going on here is, you know, and really, if you look at what is being done here, the staff has been given some additional tools that we can use to deal with members who are habitually, you know, injecting political issues and stuff into threads. And that's another, I guess, a common misconception is that, you know, we come out with this and we say, okay, if you do this, this is going to happen. If you do this, this is going to happen. And we have some pretty stiff policies on some things. But the thing to bear in mind is that despite the fact that we have these policies and we have these rules and, you know, the terms and conditions and we expect members to follow them, we realize that people are human and we try to work with people, you know, in a bearing that in mind, you know. So it's, you know, it's really the, oh, you parked 1 inch over the line, I'm going to give you a parking ticket. That's not the way we do things. You know, we really try and be understanding for members when members make honest mistakes or just, you know, maybe get a little bent out of shape now and then. Hey, you know, we're people too. We're members too. We know how that goes, and we want to help you out. We are not out to just gig people. However, there are some members who take this attitude as, you know, as a green light, if you will, to go and start taking liberties with the terms and conditions. And in particular, this becomes problematic if they decide, oh, okay, well, they'll probably not give me a warn for this, so I'll just go ahead and call this other member an idiot, you know, and maybe they'll warn me, maybe they won't. And if they do, oh, fine, I'll just get my 250 points. And that's a problem, and we realize that that some members are going to take, you know, take our what they see as our permissiveness and try and take advantage of it. And, you know, even that, it annoys me when I see that directed to other members, but it doesn't really bother me so much when members take that and say, hey, okay, well, that means I can be candid with the staff, you know, and tell them if I think they're being screwed up. That's good. I actually like it when people tell us if they think we're doing something wrong. As long as they're reasonable about it, hey, no problem. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on here. We have some members that pretty much have decided they can get away with this again and again and again. And to the extent they can, they have. You know, so okay, can't blame them. They you know, found a niche for themselves and they've learned the ropes. What we're saying now is that okay, guess what? We know about this. We know this is going on and we're going to do something about it. So that's what's going on here. And now we have additional tools that we can use, which I think are excellent. If you look at what's going on here, you know, what we're doing is we're laying down the law as it were. You know, if you start political threads in non-political forums, we'll move them. You know, if you hijack a thread, it depends on what's going on, you know, but we'll either move the thread or we'll just knock you out. The exile, I think, is particularly poetic because if a member is consistently injecting politics into non-political discussions, they can be banished to PTS. So they can only post on PTS for 2 days. And if you think about it, that's a very fair and reasonable thing to do. If a member wants to talk politics, we're saying, go to the political forum and talk politics until you're done with it, you know? And then if you want to talk conspiracies, come back to ATS. That is that's a very fair thing to do. I mean, that is a punishment fitting the crime. And of course, to the extent we can do that in any case, that's the way we want to do it. We want to be fair. Hey, we don't want to go around feeling like we're doing something wrong. We want to do the right thing. You know, the assumption that some members seem to have that the moderator staff doesn't have, you know, hey, you know, I don't want to compromise my personal ethics just for a discussion board, even something like ATS. I love ATS, but you know what? It's not, you know, if I turn into a little Hitler or something like that going around abusing the members, then this board is not doing good things for me. So, you know, just for what it's worth, we have a sense of ethics as well, you know, and we really try and live by those. So for those members out there who are just convinced we're out to get them and stuff like that, no. So anyway, we've got these new things, and so of course members figure, oh, okay, now I'm going to get busted, you know, and there's invariably, you know, and by the way, I know this feeling, you know, back before I became a moderator, I used to see, you know, staff announcements like this, and I'd go, oh my God, I'm going to get busted, I'm going to do something wrong, I'm going to forget some rule, and they're just going to come down on me like a ton of bricks, and no, that's not the way we do it. Even with these new tools, you know, even if you're just an obvious political troll, we're going to do what we can to try and work with you and get you to abide by the terms and conditions and make it where you can still be a member. You know, we really try and salvage every member we can, even members that start off, you know, with an attitude of like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to have some fun and I'm going to mess with these conspiracy theorists. You know, we have people that come on like that. And, you know, it's so gratifying. Every once in a while, you see one of these, you know, people that come on that just think they're going to have some fun with us. They realize what's actually going on, and then they stick around, and they come to respect what the community is like. That's what I like to see. But for those who aren't quite getting the memo, we have these tools. And, you know, what are we talking about here, you know, injecting politics into non-political threads? And, again, a lot of members seem to worry that just because, you know, hey, we have a political conspiracies forum, for example, and I'm a moderator in that forum. unsurprisingly, politics comes up in the political conspiracies forum. That's not a problem as long as those political things, those political elements are, you know, tied to a conspiracy. They are on topic for the forum. So, you know, and of course, a lot of this is a judgment call, so bearing that in mind. But, you know, the things I look for, and I gave some examples in the thread, there's just some stuff. You know, you'll start a discussion on, oh, I don't know, chupacabra, you know, and you're talking about chupacabra, and someone comes along and says, you know, I'll bet Bush is the chupacabra, you know, or something like that, or, you know, Cheney, he's out hunting, you know, and they start injecting this ridiculous political stuff into the discussion. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about. The worst form of this is, you know, someone will make a statement like, you know, one I gave in here is like, you know, I think Bush knew about 9/11 before it happened. And then some other member will come along and say, you liberals blame Bush for everything. And this is a typical example of political trolling. You know, for one thing, you're addressing the comment at another member. So you're talking about another member, which is, that's a naughty no-no. You know, and I know that there's, yeah, it happens all the time, but really, there is no forum on AboveTopSecret.com where calling someone names, commenting on them personally, there's no forum where that's on topic. And actually, if you look at this whole thing, you know, we got these policies, we got the issue, we're dealing with political trolling. If you look at this, and this is my approach to all this, if you take a few steps back from this and look at the big picture, all we're actually doing here is asking that members stay on topic. So if you can stay on topic, all this political trolling business and all that has nothing to do with you. The overwhelming majority of members don't have to change anything about the way they post as a result of this policy announcement. In fact, any member that just keeps an eye on the terms and conditions, you know, has read it at least just say once, and has an understanding of what the whole deal is here, doesn't have to worry about any of these kinds of announcements, really. As long as you're abiding by the terms and conditions, that's all we're asking, you know. And so, okay, we're calling attention to this problem because this is a problem that we're seeing more of now, and we're in a midterm election in the U.S. here, so we're going to see more of this. And of course, we have a lot of American members, and so we tend to see more American politics get dragged into all this stuff. Not to mention the fact, of course, that the U.S. gets a lot of attention. So U.S. politics also get a lot of attention by, you know, people who live in other countries. And we recognize that. And of course, everyone's got their opinions. And that's the point. It's okay to have your opinion. You know, whether you are a diehard, you know, Marx-quoting leftist, you know, Marxist-Leninist revolutionary, or you're a Pat Buchanan conservative, it's okay. Some members seem to think that because they have strong political views, that this policy is going to somehow or another affect them in terms of what they can say in the forums. No, it doesn't matter what your political points of view are. What matters is that you are staying on topic in the forums. If we're talking about aliens and UFOs, you're not talking about the Democratic Party platform. If we're talking about, you know, the pyramids on Mars, a classic example, or space exploration, you're not talking about, Halliburton. So that's the kind of thing that I think the right way to look at this is that this is actually just us, you know, putting your foot down on something that's a specific problem, but when you look at it in the broader context, it's really just something that any member should avoid doing in the first place, and that's off-topic digressions. And I think I've pretty well covered that. You know, if anyone has any questions, and that's another thing. Again, you know, we have these announcements, and you know, we tell the membership we're doing this, and a lot of members get the impression that, oh, okay, and no more Mr. Nice Guy. We're cracking down on you. And anyone who has any disagreements with us is going to get banned and all this kind of stuff. And there have... Okay, and forgive me, this is a long ramble cast, but that's the way these go. We do have some members that just seem to dedicate themselves to criticizing the staff or criticizing other members. And some of these members don't bother posting anything else. You see them in board questions and business. You see them, whenever there's any kind of moderator action, you see them appear. And they never actually talk about any of the topics on ATS. They just oh, you mods suck. Oh, you're a lousy mod. You know, and we get this kind of stuff. We get people sniping at us all the time. And, you know, in this thread, for example, we saw some of that, and I was getting a little bit testy there. You know, we had some members that just weren't getting the hint that the topic, you know, we're talking about staying on topic, and then we got members that are going off topic, posting their personal gripes in the thread and stuff like that. What I want to say is, it doesn't matter what their politics are. Members who don't follow moderator instructions, and by the way, what's a moderator instruction? We don't order people around. you know, if members are going off topic, I'll request that they get back on topic. And if I request they get back on topic and they ignore me or whatever, well, then my options at that point are limited to doing something a little stronger, you know, maybe issuing warnings or perhaps even post bans if a member's really going nuts. So, you know, anyway, I just wanted to kind of make a comment about that. There's always going to be critics whenever we say anything at all. There are some members that are just not going to be happy with us no matter what we do. We know that. We do our best to try and do a good job overall. We do our best to try and address the issues that critics bring up. But we also realize that there's never going to be, you know, there's never going to be 100% agreement on everything, and some members are just out to, you know, just out to give us a hard time. And so, you know, you see that. Just saying, hey, please bear that in mind. And by the way, when we do have snippy members like that, we do try and deal with them. Sometimes we can't, and sometimes we end up having to ban them, you know, because they aren't contributing anything to the discussions. They're dedicated disruption, and we do have to ban them. And then, you know, other members will see those members disappear, and they figure, oh, okay, they got banned because they disagreed with the staff. Well, disagreeing with us is not going to get people banned unless your disagreement happens to be over the issue of whether you're going to follow the terms and conditions. If that's the problem, then yeah, you're probably not going to stay very long on ATS. But we really do try, you know, believe me, if I see how this stuff goes behind the scenes, you would be shocked. Most people would be shocked if they knew just how much deliberation goes into this stuff. We really do try and be fair, and we really do care about the membership. We really do. So, you know, anyway, for those members who might be feeling like this is going to be a problem for them or anything like that, send me a U2U or contact any staff member. If you're not sure about anything, go ahead and ask us. It's okay. I know some members are reluctant, you know, to communicate with the staff because they're afraid they're going to get in trouble or something like that. And no, it's not like that at all. No. I love it when members contact me if they got questions. And, you know, I've had some very, very cool U2Us from members, you know, where I had to give them a warn or, you know, and then later on, I've actually had people come back and say, thanks, I was getting out of hand, I was getting blown out of shape, and thanks for helping me out there because I might have gotten banned. I like that kind of stuff. Anyway, sorry, I'm droning on here, you know, but what can I say? You know, it's a Ramblecast. So this has been another rambling edition of Magic's Moderator Monologues. And, you know, and again, any member, if you've got any questions about any of this stuff, we're here to help. That's what we're here for. We're not out to just, you know, go and slap horns on people and stuff. That's the last resort. We try and work with people and help them out. So anyway, this has been Magic. That's MAJIC coming to you via the blowtopsecret.com member podcast network. And until next time, be well, friends.